Welcome, Novus here. My name is Greg Horn. Used to love the song called Don't Worry, Be Happy. I believe Bobby McFadden was the one that sang that, and it was a great song and just had that little catchy tune to it. It says, don't worry, be happy. And obviously, I'm not a singer, but those of you that are at least probably over the age of 20, you should know that. I even know some kids when I played that recently before I preached a message about don't worry, be happy. They even started bouncing their head, and they were like 9 and 6. So a lot of you remember that great song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And yet the fact of the matter is I think a lot of us do worry, don't we? And truth be told, life can be really hard, and we can worry a lot about things. But I want to share with you over the next couple of programs about how God wants to help us with worry. I want to share with you a passage of Scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. In the NIV version, it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we worry, we're anxious, aren't we? And I want to encourage you today that you don't have to worry. You can know that God has everything in your life under control. Now, the challenge for me a lot of times, and maybe you can relate to this, is sometimes he doesn't control it the way I would like for him to control it. And I know some of you are laughing as I said that because you're like, wow, God's got a strange sense of humor if that's the way he likes to control things. Yet the Bible tells us that God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And he will help you with whatever you're dealing with. And we do live in a world where there's lots of evil. And there are people that do want to hurt us. And yet Jesus promises he'll never leave us or he'll never forsake us. And so you don't have to worry. And you can know that God has it all under control. I also love the Message version of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Jesus Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Some of you listening to this are thinking, I need to write that down. Put that on a post-it note, stick it in my bathroom mirror, maybe put on my screensaver on my computer, put on the dashboard of my car, maybe in my purse or wallet. So I see that. But it tells us that we don't have to worry instead of fretting and worrying, to pray and let your petitions and praises shape your worries into God. Brings me to my second point today. I want to encourage you to trust God with all your heart, even when you don't understand what's happening in your life. And we all go through those seasons where we just feel like we don't have any control. And I know a lot of times that's really scary because I got a feeling a lot of our listeners are like me. We like to control things. I know I do. Man, I like to make sure everything's in order in my life. And yet, as I'm getting older, I really realize I don't have control over many things. Obviously, there's some things you do in life, but there's a lot of things you don't. And yet we can trust God with our lives and with our hearts when we don't understand sometimes what's happening in your life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, over the last almost 20 years of my life now, has just been one of my go-to verses when life just does not make sense. And it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. So I want to encourage you right now, if you're in one of those seasons, that you can talk to God about that and just say, Lord, I got to be honest with you right now. I really just don't know which way to go or what to do. And the one thing that I would encourage you is if you've got a major decision, don't rush into it. Give God time to be able to direct that path, to be able to make it straight, to let you know what you really need to do. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we can go on the flip side of this, okay, and we can have paralysis by analysis. Some of you may have not heard that. I used it a few weeks ago in a conversation. The person looked at me and said, wow, I've never heard of that. Well, I heard it several years ago, and, you know, it's so true. Sometimes we do. We have paralysis by analysis. We analyze things over and over. We want more information. And I heard somebody one time, a pastor, say, I believe it was Andy Stanley, who's a great leader of North Point Church in Alpharetta, Georgia, say that, you know, once you've got 80% peace about a decision and you've gotten all the information you can, you just need to go on and make the decision. If you've got that much information and you're 80% sure this is going to work, because by the time you make a decision waiting for 100% total peace and more information, it's too late to make the decision. And if you're at 80% peace, you should have pretty much peace enough to be able to make a decision. But sometimes we'll want to wait till, as my hero Wayne Smith used to say, if you wait to go downtown when all the stoplights are green, you'll never get there. In other words, you got to get started. Not often you're going to drive down Nicholasville Road and get more than three lights in a row. If you can get some from all the way out by Fayette Mall all the way downtown, considered a miracle, because I've never been able to get more than three or four in a row on Nicholasville Road. But that's kind of the way we are decision-making sometimes. Well, we think, well, we'll go downtown once all the lights are green. And the fact of the matter is, 90% of the time, that's not going to happen. So I want to encourage you. Maybe you're worried about making a decision. And here's the deal. Even if you don't make a wise decision, God will make good out of it. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. If you're a follower of Jesus, if you've surrendered your one and only life to Jesus, he has a purpose for your one and only life. But be careful. Don't be trying to play somebody else's life. You know, everybody has a different purpose. And some God gives influence and has a purpose that includes influence on thousands of people. And others, it may be for 5 people, 10 people, or maybe just 1 person. Yet at the end of the day, if all of us just had impact providing hope to 1 person a day through a conversation, maybe through a financial blessing, through a text, think about that. If you just tried once a day to do that, provide hope to a different person each day, ask God to show you who, in a year's time, over 300 people would have been provided hope and encouragement. And it'd be even better if you could give them a spiritual blessing, let them know how much God loves them, and maybe a Bible verse or something if you're a mature follower of Jesus and you listen to this program. But I'll tell you, one of the things I've seen that does create a lot of worry in our lives, and it's hard to worry and to be happy, and don't worry, be happy, as that great song, fun song, said. I don't know if it's a great song, but it's a fun song several years ago. And one of the things I've noticed that does cause people a lot of worry over the years is they don't guard their heart. And I want to encourage you today, and I want to remind you today, that you only have one heart. Man, I want to challenge you. I want to beg you even to please guard it. Be careful what you allow into your heart. And I had a great visual of this many, many years ago. My dad had a heart attack, had to have triple bypass surgery back in December of 1990. And they had to crack his chest open to get in there and do the surgery. And so when he came out and he started to heal, it looked like he had a zipper where they had cut open his chest. And several years ago later, I was reading this verse in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And I thought back to that surgery he had and the scar that he had, it looked like a zipper where they had stapled him back up after they had to crack his chest open to go in and do the triple bypass. And I thought back to that and this Bible verse, and it made me realize how hard it is to get to your heart physically, that God protected it with your ribs. And if you just touch your chest right now, you realize how hard it is to get to your heart, how God has protected it. So he's given us a great visual physically on how to see that. But, you know, we need to do that with our eyes and our mind and the things we watch on the computer, on the movies, on TV programs, You know, there used to be an old saying with computers, you know, garbage in, you get garbage out. And I just want to encourage you to be careful about what people you allow into your heart. And so many people have allowed people into their lives and their hearts that are not healthy, and they wind up causing damage to you. And, man, that can cause a lot of worry, can't it? I'll tell you. You've got to do what Proverbs 4:23, I love the Message version of this. Also, it says, keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Vigilant. I mean, you got to be intentional about that. And you've only got one heart. You've only got one life. Yet we have to be careful about that, about who we allow into it, what friendships we have, the conversations that we have. The Bible says to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Just because you're a follower of Jesus does not mean that you have to say yes to every request you get, even if it is to help somebody. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody's like, it's a 911 emergency, that's different. But we also know that there's people that sometimes there seems like there's always emergencies with them. And you've got to be careful about what you do with the time, the energy, the emotional output that it takes when you have to repetitively bail these people out over and over again. And the biggest thing we can do for some people like that is just point them towards Jesus. And I'm not talking about it first or the second time, maybe even the third time, but we all know people that they can become drains on us. And I've been guilty of not guarding my heart and mind with that because I'm a people pleaser and I like to help people. And I've been in ministry now for over 16 years. Yet I've learned I've had to put some boundaries up sometimes because if not, it'll take me under and I will be worrying and I won't be able to be happy and have joy and peace. And so that Proverbs 4:23 today may be a verse you needed to hear. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of time. And I also would say guard your time. Guard your time. Be wise with your time. We all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 168 hours. But, you know, if you're always giving those out, you'll wind up being on empty. And I know one of the things that's caused problems in a lot of marriages is people say, you know, you will tell me no sometimes or lots of times, but as soon as somebody else calls, maybe a sibling or a friend or somebody from the church, then you immediately go and help them. And that is so easy to do, especially for us people pleasers. But I would encourage you to listen to your spouse or friends, loved ones, or family. If somebody speaks to you about that, a lot of times there's truth in it. Don't get me wrong. Maybe sometimes there may be a problem with the person that says something to you about it, maybe jealousy or control issues. But most of the time, there's nuggets of wisdom and nuggets of truth in that when you're not guarding your time and just saying yes all the time to people. And then, of course, part of the challenge is when you start doing that on a regular basis, those people and others will start calling you on a regular basis because you're always saying yes. And so for some of you, the most powerful word you can say is, no, I'm sorry, but no, I can't do that right now. Or, hey, you know what? I got to sleep on that tonight, pray about it, or talk with my spouse or my significant other or family members and friends. Look at my schedule. I'll get back with you tomorrow. So we're going to continue this talk tomorrow, so I hope you'll join us as we talk more about don't worry, be happy, and I'm going to share four things with you that I think will help you daily be able to prevent worry in your life. So tune in tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.